Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All right, good to hear, sir. Happy New Year, by the way.
Well,
made you another
New
Year
here.
I appreciate that. Still kicking and alive here. All right. And am I speaking with Dan? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Pleasure to meet you. So, Dan, Lisa just sent over information. Catch me up to speed in this call a little bit here. She actually put in a legacy credit here for you as well, too. Congratulations with the establishment. 15 years, and that's incredible. Talk about time flying.
Thank you.
Now, I just want to make sure, Dan, because all the calls will come directly to you. They're not going to go through, like, a third party or middleman, so nobody ever touches your customer whatsoever. But we want to make sure they're quality calls coming directly to you, not ones that are going to waste your time. So just want to double down on this. You're looking to target both residential and commercial work within the surrounding counties. You got Orange County, San Diego, Southern County, obviously. Do you go to LA County as well?
I will only do half of LA County. I will go from Orange County to downtown. I will not venture out past Hollywood. That's the farthest I will go. I will not go out into the valley.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Can't make any money.
I hear you on that. All right. So that's something we could definitely help out with. So how this works is customers, they don't have to know your business name. If they type in any of the services that you provide within those areas, we make sure that you're one of the top recommended options at that point to call you from there. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
Now, we understand some customers may not use Google. Maybe they want to use Yelp. Maybe they want to use Yahoo or Bing.
Correct.
These are all directories that are actually included in your package at no additional cost. Okay.
Okay. So now I'm gonna look. I've been in business long enough, and look, I've been through this many times. And I got my wife standing here. Thank God with me because she will be handling this. I want to know a couple of things, and that's it. If I don't get them, I'm gonna hang up. I want to know how much this is gonna cost me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the most important thing to me is I am not signing a year contract. I want to know what the minimum is. Okay, because if this don't work for me, I'm not going to be stuck for a year, and I have been before. I won't fall for it.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, we don't do contracts, so that's first thing. It's month to month, no contracts. Okay, so you cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you want. It's a flat rate that you cherry pick as many as you want from there, okay? Far as your pricing.
And what's the flat rate?
Yeah, so
I want
flat
San
rate
Diego,
is grandfather.
Orange County, and Inland Empire.
Let me add that here. Empire. Okay. And that's all included in there, by the way. You could, it's not like you're married to that. If, let's say, down the road, you want to spread your wings further or you want to take some areas off, whatever the case may be, it's included in your package. It's not like you're changing from there, okay? Yeah. But the pricing is, it's only $249 month to month. And there's a lot more that's included in this package.
Month to month.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to stop there. I don't want you to think
I'm. Contract and everything else?
Correct. No, sir.
Outside of a contract or anything else, we'll go month to month at $249.
Correct. Yes, sir. No cancellation fees? No setup fees?
Okay. I am in. We'll see how this works. I am 100% in.
Okay.
That's a hell of a deal. Yelp charges you more than that.
I know. And here's the crazy part. It's when it comes to Yelp, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, okay, but this is my personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
I don't use Yelp for restaurants. I don't really use it for this type of services.
Right.
I don't know. That's my personal opinion.
I'll tell you what. If you don't mind, I would like to hand you over to my wife. She will handle it from here. She'll do the payment. She will do the sign-up. She's my authorized agent. She handles all this stuff.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds like a plan, Dan. Pleasure meeting you, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Pleasure meeting you, too. And if it's going to work, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. I know it will.
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. Pleasure to meet you. I'm John.
Hi, John.
So,
what company is this?
The name of our company is Local Splash. We're in Fountain Valley, California, so we're in the neighborhood. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So Dan's an interesting character. I love it. Straight to the point, and, hey, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, Deborah, I just want to make sure, even for you, if you have any questions or concerns, please ask away. That's what I'm here for. I want to make sure this is a relationship that we're going to build. We don't want to just have, say, oh, thanks for your money, I'm bye. Like, we want to make sure through and in and out everything you bet. We're going to be there for you guys to make sure that this succeeds for you. in every way possible every single month, because it's not a contract, right? So we want to make sure that we earn in your business because we're doing our job and you choose us every month. Okay. So it's very important to us. All right. Now, Deborah, to get things started, there's going to be a few things. I'll let you know when it's very super important because it's for Google on that part. But as of right now, for the account, obviously I'm going to put the both of you as, you know, authorized users. But the name on the card that we'll be using today, it has to be the primary name on the account, though. Whose name would that be?
Oh, yeah. That's fine. It'd be Dan. Daniel. It'd be Daniel Dockery. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, ma'am. And now I like to do this personally. I like to stay on the phone with you even after payment. We're not doing it at this exact moment, but even after payment, I like to stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice if everything we discuss is on paper through email and through text. Is this the best email to send it to? I have ddockery1@sbcglobal.net. Is that a good email?
Oh, no. No, that's old. Actually, SBC shut his account down because they got rid of it.
What?
Yeah. He couldn't even get back into his SBC account. Yeah. So he has a new account. Yeah. It was awful. And I mean, and I'm talking, I mean, emails that he's had since the beginning of his business.
Oh my
and they say, sorry, there's no way we can go back in. And it's like, what? Are you serious?
My jaw is on the floor right now. I know you can't see me, but I'm dead serious. Like, that's messed up. Okay.
Frickin', I swear to God, AT&T, I hate that.
Oh, man. I heard some stories, but all right. So what would be the new email then?
Okay, I'm going to give you his new one, which is ddbbqrepair2020@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com it is. Okay. And then is this the best phone number for us as our team to reach out to you guys, ending with the 4170?
Yes, that's his work number, yeah.
Okay. I guess that answers my next question. How would you like your customers to reach out to you guys? Through this phone number or a different phone number? But if this is his work number, then I'm assuming then, yes, this one, right?
Dan, do you want your 951 or your 949?
Can we get a 949 for Orange County and then
949 for MR? Can you split it or no?
What do you mean split it? Like
just the phone number for the account. Oh, no. He's saying the phone number that they should call.
Oh.
Yeah, your customers.
The 95 number?
Customer
no,
phone?
Customer. 949. Yeah, the 949. Was it 322-4170 or something?
Yep. Okay.
Use,
perfect.
Yeah, use that one.
Okay. Yeah. perfect. And no, you're fine. You're fine. These questions are important, you know. That's how you're going to generate work. So, all right. All right. And now this part is for Google. So I need to make sure I have it on point because if not, it can really delay things and I don't want that to happen to you guys. Okay. I have the business name as DD and then I have BBQ and then I have the and symbol fireplace repair. Is that correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Awesome. And then now the next thing is for on Google, you don't have to it's a choice. You don't have to actually present your physical address on there, but Google does require a physical address in order to get you verified. What address would you guys like to put for that first off?
425 North Ronnie, R-O-N-I, Lane.
Perfect. Okay.
Anaheim. Yeah, Anaheim. 92807.
Boom. Awesome. Okay, cool. And then as far as, let's see here, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff because I didn't even get to go over everything that's included in this package for you guys. So, the more the merrier though, right?
Right, I just walked in the door and got thrown at me. So, yeah.
All right, awesome. So they will be developing a fully customizable tracking system for you guys, so that way you can keep track of all your analytics. And also, they'll develop a Facebook business page for you guys. If you don't already have one, they'll develop for you. Everything I talked to you about, by the way, is included in your package. I'm not trying to upsell you nothing, okay?
Okay.
And that what happens is, if a customer doesn't reach out to you guys by looking you up on Google or these other directories, if they go on their Facebook afterwards, your ads will pop up on their feed with a click to call you directly from there as well. So very intricate stuff that we do. I want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you guys to go over further detail on those things, how to maneuver through your tracking system, and how often you guys want your promotions to be put out, or how you want it to be presented, things like that. Do you guys have one of you have an hour window to speak with them? I could set that up as early as tomorrow if you'd like. But would that work for you guys?
Sure.
Okay. What would work better, morning or evening for you though?
Okay, as far as that, what is it going to entail? I'm sorry.
To go over your tracking system and promotions. I want to make sure that we will never give out or put out a promotion or do something without your permission. This is your guys' company, period. So we want to keep it that way. Yeah. And so we want to make sure we're on the same page with you guys on all of that. So that's what they'll pretty much go over more in detail.
Probably like tomorrow afternoon would be better, because then Dan will be home in case there's something that I can't answer, then at least he can.
Okay, perfect. In the afternoon, I have 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is probably the best one there. Would that work for you? 1 to 2?
Yeah, let's do 1.
Okay, perfect. All right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send an email as a Google invite, and it's going to go to the same email that you gave me earlier, right? And I'm going to send that same email over to our team. All you need to do is click yes on there, and then our team is going to click yes as well, just to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second. And that way you have another form of contact for me as well. So hold on here.
Right. Is there any way to add another email address on there, or just Dan?
For us to reach out to you guys, I can only have 1 email on there. But for your customers, we could put a different email, of course.
Oh, no. Not for the customers, no.
Okay.
Because then Dan will get the email, and then he's going to have to forward it to me. So.
gotcha. Okay, all right.
That's okay. Here's the calendar. Right. I'm on his phone, so.
Okay. That makes it better. All right, there we go.
Do.
Okay. And I'm going to put a reminder for them. Let me do that right now. If for any reason you guys need to reschedule or let's say it's taking too long, please, communication is everything. Just let them know. They'll accommodate for that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then these next parts are all for Google. Let me know when you're ready. I'll start asking a few questions here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google?
I think
Monday
he had
Friday,
it 7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, 7 to 7.
Okay, 7 to 7.
Yeah, 7 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Okay, perfect. And again, everything I'm going over with you right now is not, you're not married to it, okay? You guys can always modify it yourself if you wanted to, but I'm going to put it this way. If you're paying for our services to help you, utilize our team. They'll do it for you, okay?
Okay.
And then, now, as far as the phone numbers for the customers to contact will be the 949. Did you want them to be able to text or email or anything like that as well, or no?
Oh, sure, because they can text, because
yeah,
that's a cell phone as well. So, no, they can text or email, call, whatever is the most convenient for them. Yeah.
I love to hear that. I feel like the more options the customers have, the better it is for you guys. Yeah.
Right, because sometimes they don't want to talk to a person. They're just like, hey, I'm looking for maybe just a quote or something. But, yeah.
Very true. Yep.
Yeah.
And then I have some of the areas that he wanted to really touch base on. Inland Empire, I got Southern County, half of LA County, and Orange County, of course.
Yeah.
Is there any other specifics that I could put in? I know I'm putting you on the spot. Our team tomorrow will go over that again just to double down on that, but I just want to make sure.
Not that I can think of, because that's really the area that he works in and he concentrates on is the IE, San Diego, and just, you know,
okay,
half of LA. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. All right. And now the next part, do you guys already have a website currently working, or is that something you guys were thinking about doing in the future there?
No, we do have a website, and I believe it is working, yes.
Okay, let me make sure.
What did I do with?
Oh, I got it. The DDBBQFireplaceRepair.com, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let me add that in. Let's make sure I double check that one. Yep, up and running. Wow, nice work. Okay, I love that fireplace. Okay, got it.
I had to have somebody help me with it.
Oh, okay. Hey, you did great. Wait, you made this yourself?
No.
Okay.
The one I had was pretty pathetic compared to this one because, you know, I'm not savvy about building a website. And so this gentleman was. He works for another barbecue company, so he and Dan do some things together. So he helped us, and I'm like, oh, my God, I love this. It's like, dump mine and use yours.
Nice. Hey, it's up and running. It looks beautiful, you know, straight to the point. You got lovely pictures. I don't know if that's real work that you guys done, but it is. It's superb.
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh, right. I love that. Okay. And then also, now, again, we're going to make a Facebook business page for you guys. All that requires is making sure that you guys have at least one personal page for that so that way you're not taking our word for everything. We don't touch or talk to your customers. That's the only thing we don't do. And so we want to make sure you're able to see everything for yourself. So just make sure you have that available for our team tomorrow when they go over everything with you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right. And then the next part, I do have to ask, is your business licensed or insured?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then far as this next part is your bread and butter, I want to make sure you're being found for all the services that you guys will, you know, service for. So, of course, the business name says it all right there. But, I mean, anything else that I can use as far as lingo or something else in there that I can go ahead and put in there for you?
I'm trying to think, you know, the indoor, outdoor fireplaces, fire pit, it's pretty much, you know, outdoor heaters, custom backyards.
Oh, hold on. I'm typing this all for you.
Oh, my God. Outdoor. Okay, I'm sorry. I did not realize that.
All right. I got fire pits. Of course, we have fireplace, indoor and outdoor as well, and then outdoor heaters as well?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Sorry, yeah. I can type fast, but not that fast. Now, can I use the word repair and install? Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, because I was just going to say there's another line item. It's like installations, modifications, and custom backyards. So, yeah, they do just about anything.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just moved recently, but like I used to live in Orange County myself, in Tustin area, and we were trying to get a fire pit going and stuff, and some of the people that we talked to was just it seemed sketched, I'm gonna say. So,
right?
I would say I saw you guys' stuff, you know. Anyway. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put in that you may want to put more just so that way our team brings it up in case if you guys are like, hey, you know what? We totally forgot to add this, and we definitely need to have it in there. I'll make sure that they address that for you, okay?
Right. I mean, because, you know, he does commercial and residential.
Oh, nice. Okay, let me put that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, HOA and property management and hotels and restaurants. Because of the fire pits and some of their barbecues.
Get out of here. All right. You guys have it going on. All right. And then also the, let's see here. Let me make sure I have everything there. Okay. I believe I have it all here. Let me do a double check just to make sure, because I'm going to send this over to our team now. That way when they talk to you guys tomorrow, okay, they're not starting from scratch. They will be knowing exactly what you guys do. Yeah, yeah, I want to make sure.
Then all repairs are performed on site. They don't take anything away. Yeah, they don't take any equipment away. They do everything right there. So he's always stocking parts and everything. So.
Okay. Okay. So let me put that actually on site repairs. I love that. Okay. And then
because a lot of people, they don't realize, they're like, well, how do you repair it? Well, we'll come to you. Oh.
You know, actually, I thought about the same thing myself. Now you bring that up. That's wild. All right. That's why I put that in there actually. Okay. Learning a lot here. and then Deborah, I'm horrible at spelling, so don't laugh too hard if I spell it incorrectly. I have your first name, Debrah. Am I close?
Close. Debrah.
Ah, okay.
So it looks like Deborah. Yeah.
Got it. All right, perfect. And so I'm going to put you as an authorized user as well, obviously. And then now I'm sending this over to our team. Let me send that right now. Okay, looks good. So the next part, I'm not accepting a no for an answer because this next part is protection for you guys. We actually added additional for everyone as a voice verification where – everything is recorded. I put the pricing in there as well. That way it never moves up. And I'm going to give you a phone number before we get started. It's our direct line. If you, knock on wood, if you guys ever did decide to part ways, I tell you exactly how to do that under the recording. So before I do that, do you have a way to take down a phone number real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So the phone number is 877-635.
Okay.
6225. Okay. All right, perfect. So if you said client support or billing or Facebook, there's going to be a team that's available for you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay?
Right.
All right. You can save it as local splash, however you want. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the record button on this verification part. I will ask a few questions in the beginning. Try to answer as clearly as possible. Deborah, if you have any questions or concerns, ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Double D, Barbecue and Fireplace Repair.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Deborah Dockery, Vice President.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it's very important you're actively involved in your campaign, communication, like we mentioned. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. No, I'm going to hit pause for just a second on that part. So after this, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we'll only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. Okay, so that way we keep everything confidential. All right. Yeah, I just want to make sure. All right, I'm going to continue.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. I know there's a pause, so I just want to make sure I address that. Pretty much saying, we can't read your mind. We're not going to post something or do something without your permission.
Right.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay. Please let us know. All right. Yeah. I want to make sure we're clear. All right. So you're, you got me laughing here. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 10th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that. I just want to make sure you're well protected as promised, okay?
Okay.
So the next part here, the security question. We have 3 choices. You can give up any answer, but please don't forget it. Okay, I don't want you locked out of your own account. This goes for the both of you guys, okay? All right.
Yeah.
We have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll just do mother's maiden name. It'll be easier.
Okay, that's all right. Now, yeah. Remember, this will never change, and we will never give out your answer.
Right.
So as long as you guys don't forget it, we're good. What would that answer be?
Okay, the last name is Olivier. O-L-I-V as in Victor, I-E-R.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and make sure I put this in. Again, we won't give out that answer, so it's a red flag if anyone does something like that. Just if that does happen, hang up the phone and call our number that I gave you, and just to double down on that. You know what I mean? Just never be too careful.
Okay.
So, okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And Deborah, on the card that we're using today, is it? You said it was Daniel's name. Is it just a first and last name, or is it just a? Or does it have a middle initial?
Middle initial. It's Daniel A. Dockery.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right? The 25 North Ronnie Lane?
425, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And wait, 425 or is it just 25 North? Sorry.
No, it's 4. Okay. It's 425.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
okay.
What?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm glad I asked that one. Woo! All right, and then also, what kind of card are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready. So just letting you know, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, so just for security purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the card number when you
are,
though. All right.
4147-2026-43-301144.
Perfect. And the expiration date on that?
11/28.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code in the back there.
9-6-7.
Okay. And before I process any payment here, Deborah, now you know too, I'm not lying, like we got you at a really nice promotional rate. So I'm going to refresh this account 3 times just to make sure it stays like that, okay? Yeah. Normally, our pricing is $599 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he got this at a really good time here. All right. So I'm going to process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promise here. You're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know so I can direct you to see the breakdown of everything that's in there and that's included that we spoke about. It just went through on my side, so let me know if you receive anything anytime soon here.
Okay.
I'm going to refresh.
You have your 949 phone right there. You're getting a text message or something. Or an email.
Still nothing yet? I just want to make sure you know I'm with you. Yeah, I like to keep my promises.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay.
You got nothing? Oh, there it is. I got an email. Let me
see. That works.
Oh, no, not that one, dear. I already did that one. Okay, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes, that one.
Is
go
that
ahead
what
and click. Yes, if you can go ahead and click that one for me. In here, you're going to see everything we discussed. It's all included in the package. The Facebook ads is already added in there. There's no additional cost for it. Breakdown of everything. Now, just letting you know, Deborah, if you guys ever decided to, let's say, upgrade your package, you know, there's other packages that are just short descriptions in there. Please let me know because I can apply that same promotional rate to those packages too. So that's important.
Okay. Well, it just told me the link I was trying to access has expired.
Oh, no. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me get our team on this right now.
And I'm like, what?
That's okay. I'll jump on it right away here. Sorry, when it comes to that type of stuff, I don't mess around. Like, I want to make sure you guys see everything that I discussed with you. I know you guys probably get tons of these types of calls and everything, and I just want to make sure we start in a relationship with a bang here, you know? So.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's what I was going to do here, too. I'm waiting for a response on this one, so hang tight if you don't mind. I appreciate your patience.
Oh, no worries. It's okay.
Awesome. So did you guys live in California your whole life, or did you guys move from a different area?
Born and raised.
Really?
I was born and raised in Burbank, and he was born and raised in Long Beach, Cypress area.
Get out of town. Okay. I lived in Burbank for a little bit. I moved around a lot when I was in California, younger age and stuff. I was right next to the Arclight Theater. I don't know if it's still there. It's like a big dome theater. In Hollywood, there's it looks like a golf ball, but there's another one in Burbank. I don't know if it's still there or not, though.
Gosh, well, I've been gone from Burbank, over 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, we've been married 29. We've been together 31. So, yeah, I've been back and going to Burbank on Monday. To have lunch with my childhood friend.
Really? Talk about that.
Yeah, did you ever hit the smokehouse?
Yes, of course.
The smokehouse?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's where we're going. Because we're celebrating 55 years of friendship. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't really say this. I don't have too many good friends that lasted that long. I have two. But they're family.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, they're not friends.
Well,
I call them family.
Right. Well, it's really crazy, too, because, we went to a Catholic school there in Burbank. I went to St. Finbar's right there, on Olive and Keystone. And,
okay. All right.
And she's now a teacher at the Catholic school we went to, and she's, in her 42nd year of teaching.
Wow.
I'm like, you are a crazy girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
Wow. I don't know about that one.
I don't think I could do that.
Right. That's wild.
But no,
that
yeah.
is wild.
Burbank was a fun place to grow up. My mom, she worked for Disney Studios, so.
Really?
We were always at Disney. Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Okay. Disney,
okay.
Disneyland,
okay.
Disney World, and Universal. Favorite places in my entire life. I don't care. I travel a lot, but I'm just a big kid at heart, I guess. That's all me.
God, I haven't been to Universal in, I don't know, way. Yeah. Let's put it this way. It was the $6 million man, I think, was the big attraction.
Ah, okay. All right.
Jaws.
Okay. I remember that ride. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. they took Jaws out, and they took out Back to the Future. Those are my favorite rides right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've been
totally
there.
Different now. Totally different these days.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what's going on here. Let me ask a different technician, see if we can get this thing going for you. Hold on one second.
Some photos at local splash.
Yes. Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned this. That's for the verification through Google. Normally, if you were to try to do this on your own, it could take 6 to 9 months. Okay.
Right.
So the Google may ask for one of those things, may ask for all of them. We just don't know. It's up to Google on there. The more you have of that, the smoother and easier process of this whole thing it makes. Okay. So, whenever you get a moment to do that, make sure you take care of that as soon as you can. Okay.
Well, okay, I'm in Dan's email, so let me forward this to myself.
Okay, yeah. That part's very important.
Forward. To Deb Dockery. Okay, then I can look at that.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, let's see here. I'm reaching out to another one of our employees here just to see if we can fix this right away here.
No problem. Why do they need pictures of his license plate?
Okay, no. So you don't necessarily have to do that. You can send a picture. They just want to see that if there's a vehicle, I guess. You don't have to show anything personal. So never do that. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, because we've got two vehicles, so okay, I'll take pictures of that then. That'll be good. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, I got the license and the insurance.
They're responding now, so I got somebody here. Give me just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. All right. They put me on standby, so I'm on standby. You're on standby by me, and I'm on standby by
right.
That was great. Might have multiple people helping me out now. Okay, great. Perfect. Now I know it's going to get done right now. All right. Okay. I did have a question for you guys, too. Just out of curiosity. Did you guys try anything like this before, like for the company in the past? Like SEO and stuff?
Well, I know one time we tried to do something with Google and it was just a big bust and it was way too much money and we had to dump it. We just dumped them because they just pissed us off.
Gotcha.
I could never get anybody, I could never get customer service. I just couldn't get the customer service I needed from them.
Least with this, you got the customer service that's going to be attending to you guys, okay? If for any reason we have too much call volume, they will contact you within the first 24 hours. If that doesn't happen, please, you have my email now too. That's the best way to contact me. Yes. If I'm on the phone call, I can always reply right away. I will reach out to the right people if I have to for you guys so that way you guys get contacted, okay? So many different ways to make sure it was attended. All right. Deborah, my team sent out a text to you just recently here with a new link to take a look at the subscription part. Let me know if you got it.
They sent a text? Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's not good because now I'm using both of his phones.
This is the last part, I promise.
I thought they were going to re-email it because now I've got both of his business phones tied up.
Okay.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy or invoice to the email we have on file.
Okay. And there should be that that link that you can click right there, though.
Okay, well, this does not look even remotely close to what you just sent me in an email.
Okay.
I agreed to receive SMS.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Okay.
I agreed to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So I got to click on both of those.
You got it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to, it's a type in. You type in his name just like, just like how it shows on the card.
Dockery. Okay. Confirm. Okay. Now it brought me to Local Splash, username and password.
We're all set. All right. So, Deborah. First off, I'm going to say congratulations and welcome to the family here at Local Splash. So tomorrow, when our team calls, they're going to call from the 877 number. They will go over the security question, okay? And then they're going to give you the login and password. That right there is to show you right away your dashboard. That's your tracking system, okay? You can look at it through your phone, computer, tablet, however you want. But they want to show you how to maneuver through it so that way you can keep track of all of your analytics and things like that. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Deborah, it's been a pleasure meeting you, your husband, getting to know the business. Like, no joke. Yes. It's the highlight of my day right now. You're very sweet.
Thank you.
Yes. We'll make sure this thing works very well for you.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. All right. Again, if you need to reschedule, though, let us know. Our team will go ahead and do that for you, okay?
Okay. All right. You got it. Thank you so much, John.
You're most welcome. Take care, you guys. All right. Talk to you later. All right.
Thank you. Bye.